The Toronto Blue Jays kicking off a very important three-game set in Colorado against the Rockies, and it's also the big return for Troy Tulowitzki. We'll talk about that, of course, with our next guest, Shai Davidi of Sportsnet. But to all kinds of things to talk about with Shai. Always a pleasure to have Shai on. He joins us down the South Street Burger guest hotline. And Shai, I guess we'll start things off by looking back at the series in Chicago. They lose 2 out of 3 to the White Sox. And how do you look back at that three-game set with the AL Central team and the Toronto Blue Jays?
Well, I mean, you go into it thinking you're going to have a pretty tough time beating Chris Sale. And they took care of business against Miguel Gonzalez on Saturday. The game that really is going to bother them is Friday. You know, they had an opportunity in the ninth inning, bases loaded, one out against David Robertson. And, you know, Edwin Encarnacion is certainly a guy you want up there in those kind of spots, but it was a bad matchup for him with Robertson. He'd been a career 1-for-17 against him beforehand. He made it 1-for-18 on a strikeout, and the Jays never got the run across. But that's really the kind of game that they needed to have won. So a bit of a missed opportunity there, but they've got a chance to correct things with a good series in Colorado right now.
A lot of talk out of that series, certainly, Shai, and especially with it being so fresh in the minds and the game that happened yesterday. But I want to talk about Marcus Stroman. And, you know, it was another rough outing for him. I don't think it was as bad as some of the ones we've seen in recent memory. But he gave up 7 hits, 4 earned runs, 4 walks, and just 4 strikeouts in 5 innings. And it drops his record to 6-4. The ERA is over 7 in his last 8 starts. Just a very broad question for you, Shai, but where are you on the entire Marcus Stroman struggles right now?
Well, he's clearly got some things to figure out, right? And I think there was little bits of progress. You know, the sinker was really good at times for him yesterday. He had some issues in the strike zone. The walks are a concern. It was 4 walks in the 5 innings. But you keep seeing signs where he has a couple innings where it really looks like he's back, and then he has a bad one, and then that inconsistency right now is what's got everybody's head scratching. So, you know, I think he needs to a little bit more time to work it out. I know it's difficult because the Blue Jays isn't a season of just, you know, experimenting. This is a season of opportunity. But at the same time, you know, I'm not 100% convinced that you're going to get significantly better performance from Drew Hutchison right now, and that's really the option that they have. And so I think to some degree they have to play it out a little bit more with Marcus Stroman, just because you have seen little incremental gains.
Really tough to answer this question, Shai, but I wonder, you know, you look at the struggles last year out of the gate in the rotation for Aaron Sanchez. I'm not trying to compare the players, but the situation in terms of, you know, not a lot of experience in the rotation at that time, and we saw Sanchez struggle and eventually get moved to the bullpen. I'm not saying that Stroman should go to the bullpen, but I'm wondering, is there any type of comparable between these two guys right now?
I think they're different because Stroman is a lot further ahead than Sanchez was at that point in time, even with some of the similarities. It just, he's got more innings as a starter. He pitched as a starter throughout college. He's got a lot more under his belt than Sanchez did at the same point. Physically, they're also different. You know, one of the issues for Sanchez last year is that he simply wasn't strong enough in his core and, you know, in his back area. And that's what led to the lat injury that ended up putting him on the DL. And the work that he did to strengthen that area is what's keeping him healthy and in a lot of ways so effective right now. Now with Stroman, it's a bit of a different case. You know, he physically he's fine, he's strong enough. The issue, as it's always been for him, is he able to get enough downward plane on his pitches to fool hitters because of his height, and so he has to work extra hard to make sure that he's throwing the ball down in the zone. And is that catching up with him in some way? Perhaps, but that's a different issue as opposed to a guy who just didn't have the workload underneath him to withstand the rigors of the season.
Shadi Avidi of Sportsnet is our guest down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline on the Big Show at Sportsnet 9 at 60 The Fan. You mentioned Drew Hutchison, and I'm with you. I don't think it's an upgrade right now. I'm not screaming for Hutchison to be called up and Stroman to be sent down, but I'm guessing overall, because we know the plan with Aaron Sanchez at some point this season, it's pretty safe to place a bet that we are going to see Drew Hutchison in this rotation at some point this season, right?
Yeah, and I think we actually probably will see him for a spot start probably before the All-Star break. The Jays are in a stretch of 17 in a row right now, and they may want to give their starters a breather at some point during that span. But you know, Drew Hutchison remains a bit of an enigma for the Blue Jays, right? It's just you look at the package and you think, okay, well, there should be more there, and maybe he just needs a little bit of time to figure it out, and maybe this stint in Buffalo to start the year here will do him some good and help him lock in and figure out the things that he needs to do. But you know, I don't know. I'm not sure if you're counting on it, even with Sanchez destined to go to the bullpen. You know, really, in an ideal world, the Blue Jays are going to make an add at the deadline to their rotation, and that will allow them to put Sanchez in the bullpen whenever the Blue Jays feel physically he's not ready to handle it anymore. So that's it's a very tricky situation. But you know, we're going to see him at some point for sure. But I'm not certain how long a stretch it's going to be that he's up here for.
While we're on pitching, before we focus elsewhere, Gavin Floyd left the game Saturday, and I believe he's been placed on the DL. Is that correct?
Yeah, he went on the DL yesterday. He had an MRI. We were still waiting for results of that. The Jays were waiting for it yesterday afternoon, hadn't gotten back yet. So we'll find that out today. But they called up Bo Schultz to take his place in the bullpen. And you know, those are some innings that are going to be tough for John Gibbons to cover. And you know, Gavin Floyd really emerged as a guy who could give them some dependable work out of the bullpen. And as you well know, it's that hasn't always been easy to come by for John Gibbons.
Yeah, certainly has not. And we don't know the role when they're going to come back or even really don't have a target date, I don't believe, in terms of when we're going to see them back with the Blue Jays. But Brett Cecil and Frank Morales seem to be taking some positive steps in Buffalo with the Bison.
Yeah, I think we're going to see Brett Cecil in Toronto on Thursday. You know, there was a thought that he might come out here for the three games in Denver, but I think they're going to give him another outing in Buffalo to get himself just get his feet a little planted more firmly in the ground, and then bring him back to Toronto and give him a chance to hit the ground running there. So that's going to happen. Morales is a bit of a more interesting question because the Blue Jays don't have an obvious replacement on the roster for him right now, and it's going to be curious. But once he does get back, if he can be effective, then that's going to be a big add for the Blue Jays because they've been doing all their work with one lefty in the bullpen for much of the year, and to be able to have two lefties and to be able to two reliable lefties to be able to isolate some elite left-handed hitters, which there are a lot of in the American League East, that'd be a big help for John Gibbons.
Shai Davidi of Sportsnet joins us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline on the Big Show. It is the start of a three-game set in Denver against the Rockies, and I've held it off long enough. Troy Tulowitzki is making his return. Tulo certainly does not seem from the outside looking in, Shai, as a guy that's going to say a whole lot publicly, especially about this issue. But it's no secret. This is a pretty big three-day stretch for Troy Tulowitzki, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, he's definitely not going to play that game because that's not his style. And I think deep down, he just wishes this three-game series will be over. I think he's looking forward to seeing some people, maybe reconnecting with the fan base. But I don't think that he wants all the accompanying hoopla and all that because that's just not, like you said, not his style. So it is going to be an interesting 3 days, though. I'm curious to see whether the Rockies do anything for him. It was a bitter parting. You know, Troy Tulowitzki made it clear that he was not happy with the Rockies and how they handled his departure. Mm-hmm. And you know, that sentiment hasn't gone away. I think he's reconciled with it and he's happy in Toronto. He likes his situation now. But I still think he doesn't like how things went down here.
Given how sour things were at the end for Tulowitzki, do you think this is going to be an opportunity for him to kind of get some closure on this entire thing? You mentioned how, you know, he can't wait for it to be over. I would imagine this is going to be some pretty good closure for him, too, over this three-game stretch.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. You know, it very well could be. I think the thing that's hard with Troy is that, you know, we don't really know all the different things that he's feeling, because he's a bit more closed and private, and that's fine. He's entitled to that. So we can only really guess at whether or not this will make it go away. I think the big thing for him is that, you know, he seems to legitimately be embracing a situation in Toronto. And I think that in a sense is forcing some closure. Maybe being here will close some loops that he left behind with the people here, or maybe at least allow him to say goodbye to a fan base that adored him during his time here. So maybe it does in that way. But I think the bigger issues, we just don't know. We can't say that.
Last one on Tulo, Shai, and that's, you know, regarding the on-field play. Since he came back from that disabled list stint a couple of weeks ago, he's certainly looking more and more like Detroit Tulo people came up in Colorado, and certainly not a guy that we've seen, you know, at full force in Toronto, but I think we're maybe slowly getting to that point, aren't we?
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about Troy, too, is that he's a guy, he's got this brooding intensity. He's very, very focused, very, very determined. And for him to, when he has a tough go, he's pretty hard on himself. And he certainly had reason to be hard on himself the way things have gone in the first couple of months for him this year. But you're right, he has turned the corner. When he came back from the disabled list, he said that he was making a point of trying to not beat himself up so much anymore, and to really focus on to take some good out of things, even when they don't quite go his way, to not always harp on the things that didn't go right or the opportunities that he missed. So, you know, that mindset has helped him a little bit. He made some adjustments to his swings, which for sure have made an impact as well. And right now he's been a good offensive performer for this team, and a lot of Blue Jay fans are waiting for him to be the all-star guy he was with the Rockies for so long, and maybe this is going to be an extended period where he shows that off.
Shai Aviva, Sportsnet. Last one for you, Shai. The game tonight, it's Marco Estrada against John Gray, 6:40 first pitch in Calgary. We can watch it on Sportsnet West. We'll have it for you on Sportsnet 960. I think the biggest positive for this entire Blue Jays team, maybe as a whole, and certainly with the pitching staff, has been Marco Estrada. What's been able to allow him to be so consistent and seemingly be one of, if not the best pitcher in the Blue Jays rotation?
Yeah, I mean, you can argue that he's been one of the best pitchers in the American League, not just in the Blue Jays rotation. He's been phenomenal, nothing short of that. And really, he's just continued what he's done last year. You know, he really learned how to pitch last year. He refined his curveball a little bit. He added the cutter. Gave him a couple more weapons to work with his outstanding changeup. He paints corners, and he doesn't back down and give in to guys. So he's a lot of fun to watch pitch. And I know a lot of the numbers oriented people keep pointing to things like his fielding independent pitchers or his batting average on balls in play and things like that, saying it's going to correct. Mm-hmm. But they're not watching this guy. They don't see the type of terrible contact that he induces time and again, the awkward swings, the way he gets guys just shaking their heads in disbelief. They just don't get him. They can't figure him out. So it's really been a lot of fun to watch. And he had some back issues in his last start, and there's some, I don't know if there's concern, but I think a lot of people are going to be watching to see whether the back's going to be an issue for him tonight as well.
Shai, as always, I know it's a busy day. Appreciate your time, man, and I encourage everybody to go out to Amazon.ca and check out The Big 50. That's a great book, Shai, and appreciate your time today, man.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'll talk to you soon, man.